The scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 brain churches around the world, and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers. This is 26th session on the first letter of John lecture series. In the last session, we discussed he who sins belongs to the devil. You have to put this verse in your mind. If you commit sin, you don't belong to God, you belong to the devil. And you are incited by Satan and the devil, and you commit sin. Father God always awakens you so that through the Holy Spirit so that you will not commit sin. But you had the you obey the devil and commit sin. So if you commit sin, don't say you belong to God. You cannot receive answer from God. If you belong to God, you will receive answer from God. Since you belong to the devil, you cannot receive answer. And you say you believe in God, and you say you belong to God? No. Please, you have to discern yourself by the word of God. We also discussed he who is born of God has the seed of God in him, and thus he cannot sin. The seed of God is in you, so you cannot commit sin. Today's scripture has the same context. The 1 John chapter 3 verse 10 says, by this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. Inside the church, there are children of God and children of the devil. There are children of light, children of darkness. We cannot call ourselves, we're all children of God. We call God Abba Father. But you should be acknowledged by God. Okay, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are my true servant, you are my... You know, you have to recognize by God. If you are not, what is the use? So anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. So those who commit sin is not of, you know, righteousness, right? Father God tells you to love your neighbor and even love your enemies. But if you cannot love your brother, then you belong to the devil. You don't belong to God. So who is your father? Well, tell me honestly, who is your father? So you are not confident. If you belong to God, then you will say, God is my father, but you cannot reply. Why? Because there are people who belong to the devil. So those who belong to the devil cannot answer me correctly. Well, before you knew the truth, you could answer, but once you know the truth, you can't. But those of us who have accepted the Lord and received salvation call God Father. If you say to an unbeliever, you are a son of the devil, he will be very offended. They might get very angry and they say, you insulted their parents. But the scripture today is talking about parents. not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ and received the Holy Spirit call God Father. But those unbelievers who do not belong to God belong to the power of darkness, whether they want or not. That's because being controlled by the enemy devil and Satan, who have authority over the world, they live in darkness. But it's not only the unbelievers who do not attend the church that are children of the devil. Some who call God Father and say that they believe in the Lord are in fact children of the devil. Even pastors and elders can belong to this category. In the Gospel of John, we find Jews who didn't want to acknowledge Jesus. Jews were filled with pride. They thought they were the chosen people of God, and they were proud that they were sons of Abraham. They still do. But Jesus told them that what they thought was wrong. It is the same with you. You say, I'm a child of God, even though you commit sin and live in the darkness. If you say like that, then our Lord will tell you to teach you as this. John 8, verse 39 to 41, the Lord says, it says, they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. So if you are the children of Abraham, if you are children of the Lord, then you will follow the teachings of the Lord and God. Okay? So do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. So, you are seeking to kill me, the Lord Jesus Christ, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham didn't do. You are doing deeds of your father. They said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. It means one's father is decided according to what kind of behavior he has. But the Jews wouldn't understand and answered, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. So Jesus explained to them once again. John 8, verse 44 says, you are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. The enemy devil and Satan are full of greed and desires. So the Lord says, you want to do the desire of your father. In the physical genealogy, their father is actually Abraham. But true sons of Abraham are not physically sons, but spiritual sons. In this sense, everyone who follows the faith of Abraham and obeys the word of God is a son of Abraham. The forefather of faith, Abraham. Even though they are biologically descendants of Adam, they are still spiritually sons of the devil if they do the works of the devil. Even though they call God Father, God would not hear them. So in Psalm or in the Bible, if you pray to God with sin, Father God will not answer. If you belong to God, you cannot call to God with sin in you. Since you belong to the devil, So Father God will not listen to you. Today's scripture gives us two criteria to discern between children of God and the children of devil. First, it is the practicing the righteousness. So if you belong to God, if you're children of God, you will practice the righteousness. The second is loving the brothers. If do righteousness, do in the light and practice, live by the word of God, and if you love brothers, then you belong to God. First, to practice righteousness is to keep and practice the word of God. If you practice the word that is beneficial for you, but not the one that is not to your benefit, and if you obey the word you understand, but not the one you don't understand, then it's not righteousness. True righteousness is to believe the 66 books of the Bible as a whole and obey them. Even if you attend the church diligently, you are not righteous if you are filled with sins and evil, just like worldly people. Then you cannot be acknowledged to have faith. There is a brother and sister. And sister is suffering from lung cancer. She is in 40s. She is not a member of the church. So I said, no matter how sick a person is, if the person goes before the Lord, the person was healed. If she came to the Lord by faith on her own, if she truly receives prayer by faith, no matter how serious the cancer is, it can be healed. There are so many testimonies every week. Nowadays, even I appear in their dreams and touch them, they are healed. Now, why is it that someone wants to meet me even in a dream, but I don't appear? Why is that? Some people have me appear in their dreams for 7 times. You know what? Some people, I just appear once and they are healed. So they must have been completely healed. Some people don't see me in their dreams at all in their lifetime. Sometimes people ask me, "Senior Pastor, come to my dream." Well, it's not that I don't want to appear in your dream. Well, if you come in sin, then I cannot appear in your dream. I, visit those, who don't commit sin, and I bless them, and I teach them. Oh, okay, but I committed sin, but senior pastor appeared, so I'm okay. Well, it's not that, okay? Then you cannot be acknowledged to have faith. Also, those who were once faithful but have forsaken the word of God with their love for the world cannot be considered to have faith. Every week, the work of God is manifested, but the trend is different. Nowadays, this week, I see many of the people who left this church come back, and I listen to their testimonies. And they say they missed this church, and they underwent various trials, and they came back. Once they came back, they found peace in their mind. Now they feel comfortable to depend on God, and they can get rid of sin as they manage their believing life in the church. Some problems are solved. Their business got prosperous, and they were able to pay the debt. I hear so many testimonies like that. But those who belonged to the devil, but repented and came back to God and came back to the church, then Father God had mercy on them and embraced them. So those who were once faithful but have forsaken the word of God with their love for the world cannot be considered to have faith. Well, usually they make unreasonable excuses. They usually say, well, I used to be a president of young man's mission. Well, how could they forsaken God and left the church? They didn't manage a good believing life. They had fleshly faith, not a spiritual faith. You should manage your life with spiritual faith. You have to have spiritual love, not fleshly love. Those who have fleshly love goes the way of death. If you love someone, then you commit sin, then it is go to hell together, to the darkness. If you love someone, you have to make the one you love be loved by God. You have to make the one to be more faithful to God's kingdom. It's not good to get along and good to go to play, play around. Of course, those who just began their life in faith cannot keep all the words of God immediately. Well, they look faithful, but to the eyes of God, they are not faithful. So God evaluates them according to the measure of their faith. So if you are a novice believer, then even if you keep the Lord's Day just a half, you may not be punished because you are a child who knows nothing. So God evaluates them according to the measure of their faith. If you have been a Christian only for a little while and do not have strength to practice the word, God recognizes you as righteous when you try your best according to your measure of faith. As it is said that you are justified by faith, God calls you righteous even though you haven't accomplished the righteousness because you are trying within the faith that you possess. It is the duty of God's children to try and eventually cultivate perfect righteousness. The second criterion to discern the children of God is the love that they have for the brothers. The brothers here do not only refer to biological brothers, but all relatives, neighbors, and brothers in faith. Not only biological brothers, okay? All of them. Matthew 23:22 verses 37 to 39 says, "And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love the Lord your God. This is the great and foremost commandment." So if you read the four Gospels of the Bible, there is a heart, soul, mind, wisdom. With all of them, you have to love your God. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. With all your heart, soul, and mind, love your God and love your neighbor as if you love yourself. Is there anyone who doesn't love yourself? You take care of your body so much. You eat well, you sleep well for yourself. And you wear well, you do many things for yourself. You put, you know, makeup on, and you try to have a good hairstyle, and you try to put on a good dress, and you spray perfume. You love your body, yourself, and you should love your neighbors as you love you, as you do yourself. Jesus said, the greatest among all the law is to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, how do people love themselves? They eat good food, and they make themselves warm in cold weather and cool in hot weather. They adorn themselves, fulfill their necessities, and try to cover up their faults. It is love to do the same for the brothers as well. When your brother is cold and hungry, if you just say, "What a pity," it's not love. You have to supply him with what he needs with your deeds and truthfulness. Before I started this church, I think they were homeless. They were sleeping outside our store, and my wife gave the blanket to them, even though we didn't have any blanket left. It was winter. But we gave our blankets to those homeless people who slept outside our store. You know, they couldn't come inside and slept in with us. When your brother is cold and hungry, if you just say, "What a pity," it's not love. You have to supply him with what he needs with your deeds and truthfulness. If you don't help those who are in need, and if you reveal brother's faults and spread it to others, it's not love either. Of course, you should teach the truth to those who commit sins and go the way of death, and you should advise them to repent. But without earnest and burning heart to save the soul, if you just criticize and slander him within your own righteousness and frameworks, it's demonstrating hate for that brother. If you get angry, become jealous, seek your own benefit, it means you do not have love, and you cannot confidently say you are children of God. Next verse, 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, emphasizes love once again. It says, "For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." What is the message that we heard from the beginning? It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the news that God the Creator loved the sinners to the point that He gave His own one and only Son to crucifixion. It is the news that Jesus came to this earth in human flesh and fulfilled the law with love by being crucified. Dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus redeemed us from our sins, it's not that He just took the cross at the last moment. He forsook His heavenly glory, and for 33 years of His life on earth, He showed love to us with all His body, heart, and mind. He didn't wear beautiful clothes. He didn't eat good food. He lived in poverty to redeem us from poverty. He was born in a manger. It means, even though a man is so poor, he is not born in a manger. Why? Our Lord was born in a manger to redeem us from our poverty. As written in Job and Ecclesiastes, people are no better than animals. Now there are so men who are less than animals, who are worse than animals. How can they betray their masters and betray their close friends and, you know, betray the friends, offer money, get a news, high class, low class, educated, uneducated? Right from the beginning of his public life, he spread the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and he healed the sick to deliver the law, to deliver the love of God. He was flogged and shed blood with his love to redeem us from the pains of diseases. So our Lord, whatever he did, was from love. He wore the thorns to redeem us from sins we commit in thoughts. And he was nailed through his hands and feet to redeem us from our sins that we commit with our hands and feet. We commit many sins with our hands and feet. But he was nailed through his hands and feet to redeem us from the sins that we commit with our hands and feet. How many sins we commit in our thoughts? The things of the flesh. They are all the fleshly thoughts, right? In order to redeem us from such fleshly thoughts, you know, he wore the crown of thorns. Okay? And he was nailed through his hands and feet. I mean, if you don't have legs, then you would commit less sins. You wouldn't steal things. You wouldn't rob things. You wouldn't go to bad places. If you don't have hands, the sins that you commit will be reduced. You cannot hit someone. He was hung on the wood to redeem all mankind from their curse according to the spiritual law. There is a spiritual law, okay? So, in order to redeem the mankind from the spiritual law, he was hung on the wooden cross. He shed all his blood and died to give us life. He took all our transgressions and he died on the cross. This is out of love of our Father and of our Lord. And he shed all his blood and died to give us life when we were going to the way of death. When he talked to his disciples and stayed with them, taught the crowd, healed the sick people, cared for the children, and even as he was breathing, he did everything to show the love of the Father for us. Just imagine how he looked at those children with the eyes of love. He did everything to show the love of the Father for us. If the parents love their children, they want to stay with them, talk to them more, and express their love. They'd want to feed them with delicious food and hold their hands or faces. Similarly, Jesus stayed with the people with his warm love for 33 years. And he showed the love of our Father God to us. And he told us about heaven where we would live forever. And he also taught us about hell. He said, even the worms cannot burn in hell. If you go to hell, you will suffer forever and ever in the fire. So you should never go to hell. Our Lord emphasized so many times. Let's say, if you commit sin with your eyes, pluck your eyes out. And it is better to go to heaven without eyes. So how serious, how painful it is in hell. That's why Father God, our Lord, told us, pull out our eyes. If we pull out our eyes, then we would not go to hell because we would not commit sin. Our Lord asked us to cut our hands and go to heaven. It is better than go to hell with both hands. Our Lord told us how painful and how terrible it is in hell. And our Lord said that there is judgment. And it is well, it's also written in Ecclesiastes. It's well written in the Bible, not only in Revelation. When he was about to take the cross, he was not afraid of the wretched punishment of the cross. I taught enough to save them, and I did everything by sacrificing myself so much. I'm happy that I am going back to the glory of heaven and to the bosom of the Father. He didn't think like this and feel relieved. He had the great burden for the disciples who were being left in the world, which is controlled by the enemy devil and Satan. He was thinking like this, I taught and protected the disciples with me, with my love. But after I'm gone, what will they do? He went up to Golgotha, having this kind of concern in his heart. He was not thinking of his own pain or happiness, but he only thought of the souls. He stayed with mankind with this kind of love until his last moment. And because the disciples had received this kind of love, they could love each other as well. As Jesus showed them love, they loved God and the souls with all their lives. And until they died, and they were able to die martyrdom. They had compassion on the weakness of others. They sacrificed and devoted themselves in service for the souls. Once we have heard the gospel, we must love each other too. This way, we have to love God first. To love God is not to commit sin. It is to practice the word and live in the righteousness and light. It is the proof that we love God. This way, we can be recognized as God's children, but not children of the devil. Brothers and sisters, chances are the people might pretend to have faith and they cheat others. Their hearts are full of unrighteousness, but they pretend to be full of spirit, and they pretend praising God or praying in tears. They might even cheat themselves, thinking they have good faith. But the spiritual realm is very precise. God is spirit, and we can never cheat him. We cannot cheat the enemy devil and Satan either. If you are children of God and you really practice righteousness and love the brothers, God will know you, and the enemy devil and Satan also know you and fear you. On the contrary, no matter how much you say you believe, Satan will not fear you as long as you do not have true faith in your heart. So Satan knows. Satan does not know only the heart of the people of spirit. Otherwise, Satan knows. Because Satan controls the flesh, he knows the heart of those fleshly people. So Satan can control those fleshly people. Satan can do it. And Satan incites them to commit sin. But Satan cannot control the people of spirit. They cannot read the heart of those in the people of spirit. Why? Because they are spirit. They cannot control them. Satan cannot control them. Satan cannot control their heart or mind. So they cannot tempt. Satan cannot tempt, you know, the people of spirit. When the Apostle Paul commanded in the name of Jesus Christ, the demons trembled as they left the people. Handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out from them. Now, this church showed this kind of miracles even from the beginning. Those who didn't leave this church were those, you know, who willfully committed sin. Those evil spirits, those demon-possessed. Otherwise, in such evil people couldn't enter the sanctuary, couldn't enter this church. But those who blasphemed the Holy Spirit, insulted the Holy Spirit, who committed such, you know, dreadful and grave sins willfully, those who worshipped idols, who were ignored by God, they were controlled by the demons and devils. But the demons didn't leave them, because even though they feared this sanctuary and this church, those evil spirits couldn't leave those people who committed such a sin, because they know, the demons know that, you know, they couldn't survive out of their body. So they just stayed inside those people. As demons, you know, it is too terrible to leave a body of man. Saying these amazing things, some people who didn't even believe the Lord imitated Paul, but they were following their greed. Acts 19 verses 13 to 15 says, "But also some of the Jewish exorcists who went from place to place attempted to name over those who had the evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, 'I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches.' Seven sons of one Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. And the evil spirit answered and said to them, 'I recognize Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you?' So those who experienced the works of God by taking handkerchiefs and aprons from Paul had faith. Even though they didn't have as perfect faith as that of Paul's, they acknowledged the Lord and gave glory to God when they experienced the power of God. But the sons of Sceva didn't have any intention to acknowledge the Lord. As they earned money by deceiving people with magic, they wanted some profit from it if some works would take place by driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, just like Paul did. The demons knew that unrighteous heart exactly and didn't fear them, but rather they leaped on them and overpowered them. It's the same today. True children of God can enjoy the authority as God's children. But even though you say you believe in the Lord, you cannot enjoy that authority if you don't have the proof of your true faith. So you have to know this spiritual law. If you are workers or servants of God, you have to know this law one by one. Some people can drive out demons. Demons even fear some children. But demons do not fear a certain district leader. She is a leader. She seems to have good faith, but demons do not fear her. But those demons fear children of the church. Then, let's say you commit sin and belong to the devil. Then do you think the devil will fear you? You belong to the devil. Do you think the devil will fear you? The demons belong to the devil, and you belong to the devil. Do you think demons will fear you? So demons belong to the devil, and you belong to the devil because you committed sin. Okay? You belong to darkness and Satan. So darkness cannot fear you. Something happened in the beginning of this church. There was a deacon who was said to have faith. The deacon, when our deacon went to a certain place, an exorcist cannot practice exorcism. A sorcerer. So some sorcerers couldn't practice their exorcism. Why? Because demons fear the deacon. But someone was a leader in a church. He was an elder or a pastor. But demons do not fear such people. Why? Because they are the same. They belong to the same devil. Okay. They belong to the darkness and Satan. Well, don't laugh at it. The spiritual law is precise, and you should understand it and practice it. Then you will not be tempted, you will not be deceived, and you will understand why you don't receive answer to your prayers. So through this special Daniel prayer meeting, you have to solve such problems. Okay, you can solve your problems, okay? Some people let his house for sale, but it is not sold. So, how worried you are. Now, children of God should live such a, such a life which is not prosperous. No, you have to lead by God. You have to be led by God, live a prosperous life. Since you are in the darkness, you cannot receive answer. Your prayer cannot be heard. Namely, if you don't try to cultivate righteousness in your heart, and if you don't love your brothers, you don't have the proof that you are children of God. So, when the enemy, devil, and Satan try to give you tests and trials, insisting that you are devil's children, God cannot protect you. You cannot receive any blessings or get answers to your prayers. Even if you have a big title in the church, or even if you are teaching the church members the Word of God, what is more important is whether you have the proof of your faith, true faith or not. As mentioned earlier, the Jews at the time of Jesus thought that they were the elect and they lived by the law of God. But Jesus rebuked them, saying they forsook justice, mercy, and faithfulness, and they had nothing to do with God. So they thought that they believe in God, and then they were the elect, they were chosen people by God. But our Lord didn't recognize them. Our Lord rebuked them, saying that they forsook justice, mercy, and faithfulness. With their own frameworks, they distorted the righteousness of God, and they passed judgment and condemnation on others. This is only hypocrisy and useless in the sight of God. From time to time, I hear this between brothers. They put blames on each other. It's all your fault. The brother does not know, he's reporting, seeking for his own benefit. My brother did this, did that. He doesn't deliver good news. He just reports bad news. But he doesn't recognize that he does wrong. even though he shares the same blood. There are brothers like that. I think they are not in, you know, bad terms with each other, but you know, they do not. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't realize, you know, his action is evil. Then, what is the elder brother does? What does elder brother do? It's all your fault. He also put blame on his younger brother. Both do the same. So they are the same. But they are among you. It is you, elders, or workers, or your children. So how ridiculous it is. You say you manage your Christian life. You are Christians. And you sing praises to God. And you say you have faith. But brothers in faith do such a thing? So this is only hypocrisy and useless in the sight of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and those who are listening to this message all around the world, let me ask you a question once again. Who is your father? Now you look more confident. Did you repent as you listened to this message? Can you confidently say, I am a child of God? My father is God who is light, and I practice righteousness and love the brothers. I hope all of you can answer like this. Can you? All you said, amen, that you said, you mean you are confident. Yes, you should be. Even though you couldn't answer me in the beginning, but you became confident while you listened to this message. It means you made a resolution. Right. That's it. Once you make a resolution in practice, then eventually the enemy, devil, and Satan will leave you because they will not work for you. That I am a child of God, my father is God, who is light, and I practice righteousness. May you be blameless and perfect as a child of God, so that you can drive away darkness with spiritual authority, and later dwell in great glory in heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life in us. Let us discern whether we belong to God or belong to Satan and the devil. And our Father, explain to us, if we say we are of God, then we should obey the word of God. If we commit a sin and we belong to the devil, let us repent and come back to your Father. We should never become a slave and children of the devil. The result is going to be so terrible. As the children of God, let us live in the light. Let us live a righteous life. Let us become such a children like that. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can be in good health both in spirit and body. Transcending space and time, please work for those people. Those who receive this prayer through satellites and internet and on screen, and GCN TV viewers, and those members of 9,000 branch churches and their missionaries. Pastor Seung-gil Ryu of Japan requests prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting in Idamamen Church. Father, please work with him with the Most High Power creation. Pastor Gunte Kim of Japan requests prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting Osaka Mamen Church and Maizuru Mamen Church. on October 22nd and October 29th. Bless him. Let the work of Most High Power creation manifested. Pastor Kyung Tae Chung will lead the handkerchief prayer meeting in Tokyo Tabata Mamin Church on October 30th. Father, please let the work of Most High Power creation be manifested. Pastor Tokikuni Miyako will lead the handkerchief prayer meeting in Nagoya Mamin Church in October 29th. Please bless him. And let all the visitors be healed and give glory to you. And give the pastor a confidence and courage in faith. Bless missionary Bakjarek of Mongolia so that members of the church could go back home safely after a special Daniel prayer meeting. Because the area is dark and the security is not good. But please bless Boya Hishik to be healed of urinitis. Bless missionary in China to lead the Mamin Theological Seminar well from October 25th to 27th. Father, please all transferred and cancer be healed. All the tumor go away. All the tumors in lung go away. Be healed. Father, please bless them, bless our people, to bless these church members to be in good health, both in spirit and body, stomach, heart, kidney, all intestines and all skins. All skin diseases go away, be healed. All the third and fourth stage of cancer go away. All the after effects of operation go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please bless them. Father, please make them cleansed and bless them. Father, please heal them. Father, please. And thank you. Father God, all the high blood pressure, diabetes, go away. All diseases and germs and bacteria, go away. Be cleansed, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please let them be in good health. Let them be in peace for this week, next week, and 2 weeks later. Father, please let them see no car accidents. Father, please protect them. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.